Hey there, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something that I know you're going to find really intriguing. We're looking at the world of online office suites, but like with a twist.
A twist.
Yeah, you know how we're always told the cloud is the answer to everything.
Right, right.
Well, get this. It might not be so simple after all.
Especially when it comes to security and who actually controls your data. That's what's so fascinating about this deep dive. It exposes that hidden cost of convenience.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little.
Right.
You send over some articles about Suite Online Office. And I got to say, some of this stuff is eye-opening. They're really pushing back against the cloud. And for some pretty compelling reasons.
It's more than just pushing back. It's like they're raising a red flag about something we've all kind of taken for granted.
Yeah, totally. Like one thing that really jumped out at me was this whole idea that the cloud might not be as secure as we think.
Exactly. And it goes back to that whole debate about surveillance and data privacy, you know, like the Snowden revelations a few years ago. Suite's argument aligns with that. They're saying that by using cloud-based office suites, we're essentially giving a free pass to anyone who wants to snoop on our work.
It's kind of creepy when you think about it. They even shared a story about a Chinese novelist who had her work locked down because of alleged illegal content.
And that's the chilling thing. It doesn't even have to be something actually illegal. Just the mere possibility of surveillance can make people hesitate, you know? Think about it. Would you feel comfortable writing a novel, a screenplay, even just a personal journal entry, knowing someone might be looking over your shoulder?
No way. Not a chance. It's a scary thought. And it's not just about governments, right? What about big companies? Don't they have access to our data too?
Absolutely. The more we rely on these cloud-based services, the more we're putting our data in the hands of these companies. And sure, they say they'll handle it responsibly, but as we've seen time and time again, data breaches happen.
True, true. So what's the alternative? I mean, I love the convenience of the cloud, being able to access my work from anywhere. It's amazing. But I also don't love the idea of someone reading my every keystroke.
Right. You've hit on a critical point.
Hmm.
It's not about abandoning the cloud entirely. It's about having choices, you know, having control over where our data is stored and who has access to it. And that's where Suite Online Office comes in, with their emphasis on, get this, offline access.
Offline access. Wait, that almost sounds like stepping back in time, back to the days before constant connectivity. Remember those, Dave?
It might seem counterintuitive, but it's a brilliant strategy when you think about it. We were just talking about the cloud being a potential security risk, right? Well, Suite is taking the cloud out of the equation, essentially handing control back to the user. You become the custodian of your own data.
Okay, now that's interesting. But how does it actually work? Do you have to be some kind of tech whiz to use this?
Not at all. Suite uses something called PWA technology, which stands for Progressive Web Application. And basically, it allows their software to function offline, much like an app on your phone.
So it's like having the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You can work online when you need to, but you also have the option to go offline and know that your data is like safe and sound on your own device.
You got it. And here's another benefit of offline access that people often overlook. Reliability. What happens if your internet goes down?
Don't even remind me. With a cloud-based platform, you're totally dead in the water, man.
Exactly. But with Suite, you can just keep working uninterrupted. It's like having a backup plan built right in.
That's huge, GE.
Yeah.
Especially for those of us who have experienced the panic of a deadline approaching and the Wi-Fi signal fading fast. So walk me through this. How does this offline mode actually work? Does it store a copy of everything on your computer, like some kind of secret backup?
You got it. It's surprisingly simple, actually. When you use Suite Online Office, it downloads a copy of the software to your device, kind of like installing a traditional program. But here's the clever part. It also stores your documents locally, so you can access them even when you're not connected to the internet.
So it's like having a personal copy of your entire office suite right there on your computer. That's brilliant.
Exactly. And it gets even better. Remember how we talked about open formats earlier? Suite uses HTML5 for its documents, which means they can be open in virtually any web browser, even if you don't have Suite installed. It's all about giving you freedom and flexibility.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, Google Docs. I mean, it's everywhere. Everyone uses it. What would you say to someone who's thinking, why bother switching? Google Docs is free, it's easy, and it's always there.
Those are all valid points. Google Docs is incredibly convenient, and for many people, it's all they need. But here's the thing. Convenience often comes at a cost. With Google Docs, that cost is data privacy. Every time you create a document, edit a spreadsheet, or send an email, that data is being stored on Google's servers.
And as we discussed earlier, that data might not be as private as we think.
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying Google is out to get us, but they are a data company, and their business model relies on collecting and analyzing vast amounts of user information. With Suite, you're choosing a different path, one where you're in control of your data.
It's about taking back ownership of your digital life. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what about collaboration? That's one of the biggest selling points of cloud-based suites like Google Docs. Can Suite compete in that arena?
Absolutely. Suite has a really clever solution for collaboration, even in offline mode. You can still work on documents with others, and the changes are synced as soon as you're back online.
Wait, seriously? You can collaborate on documents offline? How does that even work?
It's pretty ingenious, actually. Suite keeps track of all the changes made offline, and then when you reconnect to the internet, it merges those changes seamlessly with any updates from your collaborators. It's like magic, but better, because it helps you keep your work private.
That's incredible. So you don't have to sacrifice collaboration for security. You really can have it all.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of Suite. It's not just a different kind of office suite. It's a different way of thinking about how we work and collaborate in the digital age. It's about putting the user back in control, giving you the freedom to choose how you want to work, where you want to work, and who has access to your data.
This is blowing my mind. I never realized how much I valued having control over my own data until you started talking about it. But I have to ask, if Suite is so great, why isn't everyone using it? Why are we all still flocking to the cloud?
That's a great question. I think part of it is just inertia. We're so used to the big names, the familiar interfaces, that we don't always stop to consider the alternatives.
It's like that old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. But what if there's a better way? A more secure way, a more empowering way. That's what Suite is offering. They're challenging the status quo, showing us that there's another way to work and collaborate online, one that puts privacy and control at the forefront.
It's like they're the rebels of the tech world, fighting for our right to data privacy. I love it.
Exactly. And the best part is you don't have to be a tech expert to join the rebellion. Suite is incredibly user-friendly, even for those who aren't particularly tech savvy.
Okay, I'm sold. But let's get practical.
Yeah.
If someone is listening to this and thinking, this sounds amazing, I want to break free from the cloud and reclaim my digital independence, what would you suggest they do? What are some first steps they can take?
That's the spirit. I love your enthusiasm. The first step is simple. Try it out. Suite Online Office is completely free to use, so you can download it and start experimenting without any risk.
That's a great starting point. But what about all my existing documents? I have years of work stored in the cloud. Do I have to say goodbye to all of that?
Not at all. You can easily download your existing documents from the cloud and save them locally on your computer. Then you can open them up in Suite and continue working on them offline, knowing that your data is safe and sound.
That's a relief. So it's not an all or nothing proposition. You can gradually transition to a more offline-centric workflow at your own pace.
Precisely. And as you start exploring Suite, you'll discover a wealth of features and options that empower you to work the way you want without compromising on security or privacy.
This is eye-opening. I'm starting to see the cloud in a whole new light. It's not the enemy, but it's also not the only game in town.
Exactly. It's about having choices, weighing the trade-offs, and choosing the tools that align with your values and priorities. And for those who value data privacy, freedom, and control, Suite Online Office offers a compelling alternative.
Yeah, it's like finding the right tools for the job, right? And the right tools for you. This has been an incredible deep dive. It really has. And thank you. I mean, you've really opened my eyes to this whole other world of offline productivity and security.
It's been my pleasure, really.
I have a feeling this is just the beginning of a much bigger conversation, though, about data privacy and control in the digital age, I mean.
I think you're right about that. The more we talk about these things, the more aware we become of the choices we have, and the better equipped we'll be to, you know, navigate this crazy digital world.
Exactly. So for someone who's listening to this, feeling like inspired, ready to take back control of their data, what would you say is the most important thing to remember?
Honestly, it's your data. That's it. You have the right to decide where it's stored, who has access to it, how it's used, all of it. Don't be afraid to ask questions, explore alternatives, demand better from the companies and services you use.
It's about reclaiming our digital independence.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. This has been an incredible deep dive. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with me and our listeners today.
The pleasure was all mine. Always a joy to chat about these things, especially with someone as, you know, curious and engaged as you.
And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has inspired you to take a closer look at your own digital life. Explore those offline alternatives. Reclaim ownership of your data. Remember, the cloud can be a useful tool, but it's not the only option. Choose wisely.